Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
And welcome back to another episode of Outside the Shoe. I'm Jeff Hammersley, joined once again by Meredith Hine, where we will talk about Ohio State sports that aren't football or men's basketball related. But we will make an exception this week, as this week we will be discussing the Ohio State Buckeyes Class of 2019 Hall of Fame, which included a trio of Buckeye football players and one very notable Ohio State men's basketball coach. With that being said, Meredith, welcome back. And the first question here is, we knew Ohio State was going to have Hall of Fame weekend last weekend. And Meredith, there were 10 spectacular inductees in the class of 2019. But which one do you think was the biggest lock to be enshrined?
Jeff, I totally agree. This class was incredible from end to end, so it's hard to single anyone out. But to me, there are two inductees who I'm excited that were recognized and who the athletic department would have been remiss if excluded. Both also happened to be basketball coaches. Jim Foster and Thad Matta both had such tremendous impact on the women's and men's basketball programs over the years. Given the lengths of their respective tenures, their win percentages, and their combined 19 NCAA tournament appearances, both coaches are among the best in program history, and this recognition is well-deserved for them.
Absolutely, Meredith. Foster and Thad Matta had spectacular runs in Columbus. We'll talk about each of those two coaches later in the podcast, but right now we'll take a little small preview at each sport that had a representative that went Buckeye immortality into the Hall of Fame. First up, we will start with baseball. Justin Fry was the lone baseballer in the Hall this season for Ohio State. Meredith, tell us a little about Fry's career at Ohio State.
Fry is one of the best baseball players in program history, Jeff, so it's little wonder that he made it into the Hall this season. While at Ohio State, Fry had 382 strikeouts, pitched 419.2 innings, and had 36 wins, all Ohio State records. He was a four-year letter winner for the Buckeyes and spent three seasons with the Phillies. As it pertains to his alma mater, though, Fry was more than just an individual contributor. He helped the Buckeyes to a conference tournament championship in 1997 and a regular season championship in 1999.
And now, Meredith, we will talk about Jim Foster and his call to the Athletics Hall of Fame. When I went to school, Foster was the head coach for part of my time as a student. Even though he's not the Buckeyes coach anymore, he had a solid career on the OSU baseline, didn't he?
Absolutely, Jeff. Foster had 10 NCAA tournament appearances and 6 Big Ten championships in 11 seasons in Columbus. He was a four-time Big Ten Coach of the Year and amassed a 279-82 record with the Buckeyes. Though he retired at the end of the 2018 season from his role at Chattanooga, Foster's head coaching legacy remains strong. He remains the only coach to take four teams to the NCAA tournament and is seventh in NCAA history in overall wins with 903.
I'm noticing a familiar theme here, Meredith, with the Hall of Fame inductees. Fry's case, a solid career, Big Ten championships. In Foster's case, solid career Big Ten Coach of the Year and Big Ten Championships as well. Transitioning to track and field, there's a duo in the Hall of Fame, Stan Lyons and Andrew Pierce. Again, this is a case where they won some accolades within the conference. What discipline do these two excel in, and what records do they set for Ohio State and the Big Ten at large?
These two are among the best of the best in their respective fields. Lyons was a four-time Big Ten pole vault championship in the 1950s, earning a national title in the event his senior season. After his career as a pole vaulter, Lyons went on to coach Butler's track and field and cross-country teams for 30 years, earning 13 Coach of the Year titles along the way. Pierce is a little more recent, coming to Columbus from 1998 to 2001. Pierce, who specialized in the 400-meter dash, is a six-time All-American, eight-time Big Ten Championship, and two-time Big Ten Athlete of the Year. His indoor 400-meter dash record stands to this day.
Hockey also had a duo get selected for the Hall of Fame, one in each sport. The women's team had Natalie Spooner. The men's team had RJ Umberger. Meredith, how did these two stack up in their career?
Jeff, both were amazing. Let's start with Spooner, who was the youngest inductee in the Hall of Fame class for a reason. Spooner, who graduated in 2012, not only had a successful career at Ohio State, but is also an Olympic gold medalist for the 2014 Canadian squad. She remains the only 100-goal scorer in program history and was an All-American in her final season in Columbus. Umberger, meanwhile, is one of the most renowned men's hockey players in program history and is the highest NHL draft pick from Ohio State, having been taken 16th overall in the 2001 draft. Umberger didn't peak in college either. He totaled 180 goals in 779 career NHL games.
Now we'll transition back to the hardwood, as the Athletics Hall of Fame also selected Thad Matta. Meredith, earlier in the podcast, we briefly mentioned about what Thad Matta did during his Ohio State career. But now that he's got the call to the Hall, what were some of your favorite moments of the Thad Matta era and even some of the favorite players that he coached at Ohio State?
I mentioned it before, Jeff, but I'm so happy Matta made it into the Hall because many of my favorite basketball memories happened with him at the helm. Probably the best was Aaron Kraft's three-pointer in the 2013 NCAA tournament to beat Iowa State. But even beyond those great moments, Matta coached some of the greatest basketball players of our generation, from Mike Conley to Evan Turner to Greg Oden. Matta got something of a bad rep for his last couple seasons in Columbus, but fans have to remember the way Matta was able to elevate the program in a way that's continued today.
Yeah, absolutely, Meredith. Thad Matta had a very illustrious career at Ohio State. One of my favorite moments was one of the first games I went to as a student, as a broadcaster for the student radio organization Scarlet and Gray Sports Radio, was watching the Final Four banner from the 2012 season get put into the rafters. That was just a really cool experience to be able to witness that. And at the end of my time at Ohio State as a student, I was able to see Evan Turner get his number retired into the rafters as well. A lot of great players have come through the program when Thad Matta went there, and the Buckeyes had two Final Four trips. Mike Conley, Greg Oden, Evan Turner, D'Angelo Russell, just a handful of the stars that have come through the program. And when you look at what Thad Matta has done, the Big Ten conference titles, and just the all-around consistency for the most part of his career, understandably, as you mentioned, the back end, not as successful as the beginning and middle portions of his time at Ohio State, but overall, one of the best coaches, I think, in any of the Ohio State programs throughout the history of really athletics at Ohio State. And to be able to witness that and be a part of that was just really something special and was really one of the bright spots as a student and as a really a fan of Buckeye sports. Now we're going to transition to the final sport we'll talk about, football, a sport we really don't talk about on this podcast. Football led the field with three selections. Boyd Cherry, A.J. Hawk, and Mike Nugent were the ones to go through. It's been a long time coming for Cherry and not so long for Hawk and Nugent. Meredith, in a way, this is a very wide swath of Ohio State folklore going into the Hall of Fame, isn't it?
It really is, Jeff. I need to keep my personal bias out of this because Mike Nugent is one of my favorite Buckeyes of all time. Hawk and Nugent were part of the 2002 Ohio State National Championship team that really re-legitimized the Buckeyes under Jim Tressel. Nugent still holds 16 kicking records to his name, including career points and career field goals. Hawk, meanwhile, was one of the most formidable linebackers of his day, winning the Lombardi Award and the Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year title in 2005. But Hawk and Nugent didn't come out of nowhere. They're part of a storied tradition that really began with players like Cherry, who was the first ever All-American in Ohio State program history.
And that's the 10 members of the Ohio State Buckeyes Athletics Hall of Fame Class of 2019. And also with that, that concludes this episode of Outside the Shoe. I'm Jeff Hammersley, joined once again by Meredith Hine. Thanks again, Meredith, for joining us this week. And we'll be back next week to recap more Ohio State sports that aren't football or men's basketball related. Thanks again for listening, and we'll catch you next week. We'll be right back.